we crop around 6,500 hectares of wheat, lentil and barley. And I'm at university at the moment studying law and also studying ag business online via distance through Charles Sturt University.
Yeah, so is that a career direction? What do you want to be when you grow up?
I get this question all the time. And I usually just, you know, disclaimer that I'm clearly having an identity crisis with my combo of subjects. I definitely am interested in going home on the farm, but it sort of took me until sort of second or third year of uni to work out that there was a role for me where I could validly contribute to the family farm that wasn't going through the traditional ag science or agronomy sort of pathway.
Yeah, yep. So how did that happen?
To be honest, I sort of just fell into it, and I wish it was so much more purposeful because I feel like it's a far better story to say I made all these very logical decisions. But I came home and worked harvest at Viterra for a couple of seasons, and I absolutely loved it, and I loved the people, and it sort of reminded me everything I love about being on the farm. I did a harvest for my dad, and then I eventually started spending more time with him in the office and sort of in those roles that aren't physical work oriented. Yeah, and I discovered that there was so much room for me to use the skills that I feel that I have to contribute to the family farm.
Yeah, and did your dad and the business, your mum, support you in that?
Yeah, absolutely supported me. I think I just found it a shame that I didn't get to this conclusion sooner and feel like I could validly contribute sooner because it probably just wasn't something that was talked about when I was growing up. But my family have been incredibly supportive. I think dad's just about ready to move on and retire, and he's like, sooner you get home, the better. So yeah, they've been amazing.
Yeah. And you've got a brother as well, I understand.
I do have a brother. Yes. Younger brother. He's just turned 21.
So what was that like? You've got, you're the older sister, but people, did they say, look, is your brother going to stay on the farm? Is that?
Yeah, I think, to be honest, it's just such a shame that the attitude in rural communities is still so gendered in the way they see farming and succession planning, particularly involving daughters' participation in that process. I was asked all the time as a kid, you know, is your brother going to be a farmer? Is he going to take over the farm? Or even, to be honest, thinking about it, in hindsight, the more damaging things that were said to me as a kid were, you know, are you going to marry a farmer? Or do you think, you know, there'll be a way for you to stay? But none of them involved me specifically becoming a farmer myself.
Yeah. And a successful business person.
And a successful, absolutely.
Yeah. So how can you change that?
Well, this is the question. I think the first step for our communities, for our families, for rural advisors and succession planners is just recognizing that there's still an issue. Sort of, you know, in thinking about this topic, I did some research, and it was only 25 years ago that women could even put down farming as their registered profession in a census. And I think people forget that we've come so far, but there's still so much work to be done. And that wasn't that long ago, and that we really still need to be actively ensuring that conversations about family farming businesses and farming and agriculture in general are inclusive, and they're extending that equal chance and equal opportunity.
Yeah, definitely. And so is this something you've been doing or you would like to raise awareness of?
Definitely a space I'd like to get more involved with. There's some campaigns already out there which are amazing, like the Visible Farmer campaign, which ran a couple years ago. And mostly I think it's just a hard one to tackle because it has to really come from those families and from people having, you know, sometimes difficult but also very inclusive conversations. Yeah.
Yeah, and so if there's some young people listening to you now, what would you want them to take away?
Oh, that's a good question. I think just have an open mind. Just ensure that just because you're hearing a certain attitude or you're, you know, being exposed to these conversations or because you've always been asked, you know, I suppose gendered questions doesn't mean that you're limited in what you want to do, and just take a chance. I know for me, saying to my parents, you know, I think I want to be involved in the farm and I want to study ag was so out of the blue for me. It probably came as quite a shock, but I'm so glad that I took that leap because I've found something I'm just so incredibly passionate about and really looking forward to such an exciting career, hopefully.
Yeah, and I noticed that you're also working with GPSA. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, so I've been working with Grain Producers SA for probably about 18 months now, and the work I've been doing there has just been amazing. I've been so lucky. I've had the most incredible learning experiences and seen, you know, women involved in ag in a way that I probably haven't seen before, which has just been amazing.
And you helped contribute to the grain industry blueprint.
What did
you do with that?
Nothing has made me more excited to be a young person going into ag than being involved in that process. You know, it really made me realise that the opportunities and roles for people with such broad and varying capacities is just incredible. And it's so exciting to be a young person looking toward a future in ag. Opportunities are going to be endless, hopefully. And I think, you know, on trends like sustainability and looking at facing some of the challenges like climate change and skilled worker shortages, it's just going to be, yeah, an industry that everyone needs to get involved in.
Yeah, so it sounds like you're actually excited about this.
I am excited, very excited, yeah.
Yeah, and what about the attitudes of your mum and dad when it comes to taking over the farm? Have you actually had to, like, sit down and have discussions about that?
Yeah, we actually have in the last few years. I think I feel very lucky in this respect as well because my parents are very aware that succession planning, I suppose this is the case for a lot of families, can be a very difficult thing. Obviously complicated more so by having, you know, business partners and more kids than perhaps we have because there's only two of us, and how do you make that equal in what is often just such an unequal process? So my family's been very proactive in this respect, and we've all sit down, you know, once or twice a year, to be honest, and make sure that we're planning for the future, that, you know, both my brother and I know that we can be as involved or as uninvolved in the family farm as we like, but that the asset will stay in our family and that, yeah, it's not going to break us apart.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like you guys have got it worked out. Yeah. Good example.
Yeah. Yeah. For any young women listening, just take the leap. Make sure that you're not letting other people's presumptions or the fact that farming is referred to as a physical job stop you from pursuing something which can be such a rewarding career and such an exciting career, you know. I think we're done with the patriarchal rubbish of, you know, succession planning, and we really need to stand up and make sure that we're pursuing our rights to be involved in family farming.